Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride a good canter to trot transition. So transitions are required in every dressage test throughout the levels and are something that you should be using daily in your horse's schooling sessions. Now, transitions are extremely useful for sharpening your horse's responsiveness to your leg, developing engagement and collection, improving balance, and ultimately making your horse easier and more pleasurable to ride. Now, with the downward transitions from canter to trot is typically the most challenging to ride well, and it's often a big mark loser in dressage tests. So in this podcast episode, by popular request, we're going to explain how to ride a good canter to trot transition. So what is it that the dressage judge wants to see? Now, a good canter to trot transition should be balanced and through, with the horse's inside hind leg placed well underneath him. Now, the horse should not slow down into the transition, and he should move away smoothly into trot without losing rhythm. Now, the horse's round frame should be maintained throughout the movement, so he should not drop his poll in the downward transition or become hollow through his back as he goes into trot. Now, the horse should remain straight without pushing his quarters in as he makes the transition, and this can happen if the horse is unbalanced and tries to avoid taking more weight onto his inside hind leg. So now let's look at some common mark losing faults with the canter to trot transition. So they are as follows. So number one, the horse loses rhythm throughout the transition. Number two, the horse loses balance, making the transition rough and untidy. Number three, the horse slows down into the transition. Number four, the horse is not forwards into the trot. Number five, the quarters come in through the downward transition. Number six, the horse stiffens through the back and becomes hollow. Number seven, the horse opens his mouth against the contact during the downward transition. And lastly, number eight, the horse's hind legs are together behind or wide behind during the downward transition. So as you can see, there's a lot that can go wrong with the canter to trot transition. So this leads us nicely into talking about how to ride a good canter to trot transition. So riding a balanced downward transition needs good coordination of the aids. And those aids include the restraining aids of the rider's hands, leg, core and seat. So first, let's talk about preparation for the downward transition. So the restraining aids warn your horse that he's about to make a downward transition. Your hands should be gentle, otherwise the transition will be too abrupt and the horse will lose his balance and fall onto his forehand. So start by making sure that there is plenty of energy in the canter before you ride the transition, and the canter's tempo and rhythm should stay the same and not become faster. Now, creating more energy in the canter helps to bring the horse's inside hind leg further underneath his body, and that, combined with an accepting restraining contact aid, improves the horse's balance in the downward transition. So now let's talk about your position and aids. So make sure that you are sitting upright with your legs underneath you and your elbows tucked in by your sides. Now, many riders tip forwards in the downward transition, which immediately puts the horse onto his forehand and causes him to lose balance. Now, you can prevent that from happening by pushing your hips forward and strengthening your core. And also remember to close your elbows towards your sides and keep your reins correctly adjusted and don't let them get too long. Now, closing your elbows in this way helps to pull your seat more deeply into the saddle, connecting your core with the seat and the rein aids. Now, at the same time, brace your back against the horse's movement and tighten your stomach muscles, and that creates a half halt, helping to balance your horse. Now, to avoid the horse bracing against your aids in the transition, apply your half halt and restraining aids only briefly. And as the horse makes a downward transition, breathe out slowly as if you were trying to blow out a candle between the horse's ears. And this helps to drop your weight down into your seat and stirrups. And then use your inside leg on the girth as you ride the transition whilst releasing your outside leg slightly. and that keeps your horse's inside leg underneath him and enables him to step through into the trot transition, keeping his balance uphill rather than falling onto his shoulders. So now let's talk about some exercises to help improve the canter to trot transition. Now, riding canter to trot on a 20-meter circle is an exercise that you can use during your warm-up routine. Transitions on a circle are usually easier to balance than on a straight line because by bending the horse around the circle, you're encouraging him to bring his inside hind leg more underneath his body. Now, with the horse securely into your outside rein, it's easier to maintain the all-important connection and throughness that you need for a smooth and balanced downward transition. And let's quickly talk about using lateral exercises to help balance the downward transition. So the key to a balanced downward transition from canter to trot is to bring the horse's hind leg more underneath him, and you can use lateral work to help engage the inside hind leg. Now, before riding the downward transition from canter to trot, position the horse slightly in shoulder four to engage the inside hind leg. Now, if you're riding this exercise on a circle, take care to guard the horse's quarters with your outside leg and rein so that he doesn't evade engaging his inside hind leg by pushing his quarters out. And then ride the transitions from canter to trot and straight back into canter again whilst keeping the horse thinking forwards. So to wrap this episode up, transitions are the key to developing your horse's engagement, balance and collection. Now also, transitions are an integral part of all dressage tests from novice right through to Grand Prix. And to ride a good canter to trot transition, your horse must understand and be responsive to your half halt aids. And ride the horse forwards into the transition using your body, core, leg and a gently restraining rein contact to keep him balanced and straight. Now, if you have any more questions when it comes to this exercise, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and giveaways, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.